We've all wondered how long it would take for us to set up shop on the moon and what exactly that would look like. Jared Isaacman and NASA officially announced their timeline and plan for our own base on the moon. The $20 billion project will replace the plan to deploy a space station in lunar orbit, which was known as Lunar Gateway. However, NASA still plans to use the Lunar Gateway station, a lot of which was already built with the help of contractors. But repurposing may not be simple. So why the rush now for this base and why the change of plans? Let's get some answers with the Director of Government Relations at the Planetary Society, Jack Corelli, to talk more about this announcement. Did I get that right, Jack?
Yes, you did. Okay, it's great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit more about your reaction to this proposal. Like, how realistic is this? Because it sounds pretty ambitious.
It is incredibly ambitious. And I will say I'm really excited. I was there at Ignition Day earlier this week. It's a really exciting time to be a part of the space program and watching what NASA's doing under the leadership of Jared Isaacman. And obviously, there's a lot that still needs to be figured out. We haven't been back to the moon in 50 years. But now with a clear, cohesive, action-oriented plan for returning humans and this time to stay, it is certainly ambitious, I will say that. But it is also a very exciting time to be part of the space industry.